Come to California. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch from Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you. Our God is so awesome and so amazing. I just want to remind you every single time I come on the air to make sure that you visit our website, atouchfromabove.org. Do you know that we also have a Facebook, A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain Facebook? So make sure you take a moment and follow us on our Facebook. We're trying to figure out all those social media stuff. I'm just kind of new at all that stuff, but by golly, I'm learning it. Amen. Well, anyway, I am so excited all that God is doing, and I really want to encourage you to take time out and come up and visit the Prayer Mountain, or visit our website, or join us for our Facebook Live on Wednesday nights. I teach on Facebook Live. It's so awesome. Anyway, awesome is our God. Well, I guess I would title this message, Complete in Him, Complete in Him. I am complete in Him. You know, there are so many, and maybe you're listening to me today, and maybe you feel this yourself, that are feeling empty inside. Do you realize how many young people are searching for their purpose in life? You know, I had a report this week at our conference. Normally, I won't mention her name, a precious young girl comes to our conference, and, you know, her mom came and her grandma came, and I'm saying, hey, where's my little one at? And they just kind of sat there at the table, and they looked at me, and I knew right away something wasn't right. And I said, is she okay? And the mother put the head down, and she said, I'm sorry, Dr. Luana, we just found out she's pregnant. Well, she's in high school, and she's amazing, top cheerleader. And I said, I looked at the mom, and I looked at the grandma, and I can tell that they were just like this heavy burden was just laying on them. And I looked at the mom and I looked at the grandma and I said, look at me. I said, you tell that little girl that I love her. And you tell her, I said, it's not the end of the world. You tell her to put her head up high. She made a mistake and that's okay. Our God is a good God. I said, and it's not the end of the world. She won't be the first one that's going to have a baby out of wedlock. And I'm sure she's not going to be the last one. I said, you tell her, I said, and all of a sudden you could see that grandma. I said, look at me. She's going to need us now more than ever. Right now, she's going to need our encouragement because right now she's going to feel like, and you got to imagine, we're talking top, top cheerleader, scholarships, the whole works. And, you know, and she loves God, so she's not going to get an abortion, thank God. And so you could feel this brokenness. And then finally, the mom dialed her. We were in the second day and we had a little break there. And the mom dialed her on, I guess it's what it's called, FaceTime. And dialed her on FaceTime. And I looked on the phone. I said, hey, hey there, little one. And I looked at her and I said, look at me. I love you. And I'm sorry you didn't come, but you lift your head up. Look at me. We are for you. And Jesus loves you. And all of a sudden on that phone, she just broke. And oh my gosh, my heart was so broken. I looked at her and I said, listen, I love you and you're special. And God has a plan. And you know what? Don't you dare fall apart. God can work through this. Don't you worry about that. And she just started crying and crying and crying. And all I could do was just pray for her. You know, there are so many things that we go through. And so many are empty inside, and young people are searching for their purpose in life. I think one of the most amazing stories that I have heard in the Bible is out of Genesis. Genesis chapter 29. You know, the Bible has, when you read this story, the first time I read it, oh my goodness. Genesis chapter 29, reading in verse 16, it says, now Laban had two daughters, and the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Do you understand what they meant in that scripture? They were saying that the elder Leah was ugly. She wasn't that good to look at, but Rachel was very beautiful. And here is Jacob who loves her, he loves Rachel. And he says, I will work for you. I will work for you 7 years to marry your daughter. And you know what? And that's exactly what he did. But let me tell you something. They ended up giving the other daughter, Leah. But you know what? Leah was unloved. You know, He says, and Leah knew that she was unloved. And Leah tried over and over and over and over to try to make her husband love her. Let me read to you. And to me, it's just a sad story. It says, when the Lord saw, I'm reading out of Genesis chapter 29, verse 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, the Lord has surely looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne three sons. Therefore, his name was called Levi. The saddest story in the whole wide world, and the terrible feeling of being unloved. You see, being unloved or feeling that unloved place, you're listening to my program. And you're saying, man, I can relate with Leah. I can relate. Maybe you're a strong man and you can relate with that. Your wife walked out. You're a hardworking man. You've worked every day of your life. You came home faithfully, but your wife kind of sneaks away every now and then, and only to discover she's having an affair. You know, I want you to know something that God sees. God's love reaches beyond our rejection. God's love reaches beyond that place of where we're unloved. David the psalmist, one minute he's a hero. One minute he's loved. And the next minute, David's running for his life. We ourselves can also find our hearts at times can be so broken and so rejected, feeling that feeling of being unloved. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. You know, there was a time I was sharing this at this last conference that we had at the Prayer Mountain. And just to let you know, we have a conference every year at the Prayer Mountain. And I was sharing how my mother, when I was a young girl, she said, she packed a suitcase for me. And the amazing thing, she put me in these little black patent leather buckle shoes. I had white, pure white ankle socks with little ruffles around the edge of the socks. I had I'll never forget it. I had a pleated plaid skirt, you know, the little pleats. And I remember having a white shirt and a little sweater that matched one of the colors in my pleated skirt. And my hair was braided. I had two little braids on each side of my hair. And I was sitting in the back seat of my mother's, I think it was a 53 Chevy convertible, candy apple red with white leather interior. My mother had the top down. My mother had black sunglasses. She looked like a movie star. She was very beautiful. I had no idea where we were going. I'm sitting in the back seat, and we drive and we drive. I was in Colorado Springs. We drive and we drive and we drive. It seemed like forever, but it was really just Pueblo, Colorado, from Colorado Springs to Pueblo. And we get to Pueblo, and she goes, come on. And she's got a scarf because she was the convertible top was down. She has like she was like the old-fashioned Marilyn Monroe, but with dark hair and tan color skin, and she had almond-shaped eyes, and my mother was beautiful. She looked like a movie star. So she had this scarf. She had these black sunglasses. She had ruby red lips, and I remember looking at her through the rearview mirror. I could see her sunglasses, and I could see, and I always thought my mom was always so beautiful. We finally get to this great big brick building, and I remember her getting out of the driver's seat. She opens up the trunk. She pulls out this little suitcase, and then she pushes the seat up and says, come on, Luana, go with me. So she grabs my hand. Now, remember, I'm like four, maybe four and a half, 5 years old, not even five. I don't even think I was five. And she takes me by the hand, and I'm looking at this great big massive brick building. It looked like one of the old university type buildings that, you know, the old Gothic kind, but it had a wrought iron fence all around it. She went, walked me up to the wrought iron fence, and she had to ring a buzzer, and then they rang the buzzer, then the gate opened, and then we walked through, and we went in, and then out came these ladies in these long white gowns and black gowns. They were nuns. But I didn't know what they were. I'd never seen them before. So we get there, and my mom, she takes my hand, and she gives it over to another lady. She puts my suitcase down, and she says, Luana, go with her. So I didn't know this lady. She looked like a ghost to me. She looked scary. And I looked at my mom, and, you know, she goes, go. And she goes, come on, honey. Would you like a banana? Let's go to the swing. And I'm thinking, I don't want to swing. In my head, I'm thinking this. And I remember walking, but I'm still looking back. And all of a sudden, my mom turned around. Whew, trying not to cry. That gate closed. And all of a sudden, I saw my mom get in her car. And I remember running. Whew. I took my hand right out of that lady's hand. And she goes, Luana, Luana. And I ran to that gate. I remember holding onto that gate. And I said, don't leave me, Mom. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. And I remember holding on to that gate. My little face was in between those wrought iron things. And I'm screaming, Mom, don't leave me here. But she took off and drove and left me at an orphanage. You know, rejection comes. But God is always faithful. God saw Leah unloved. And God knew that he had a plan. And if you notice the names that Leah named her sons, they were part of the tribes of Israel. God was using Leah to raise up a tribe for Israel. And I'm telling you what, you may be going through a hard time right now, and you don't know why. You don't have to know why. I love you, but you don't have to know why. I know that sounds really crazy, but you have to trust God in every single thing that you go through. The psalmist David one day was being loved. He was a hero. He was a great man. And then all of a sudden, David is being rejected by his own people, pursued by his own son. And David says these powerful words in Psalms 109:26, help me, O Lord my God. Oh, save me according to your mercy. Sometimes that's all you can say. You see, you have to understand that God's unfailing love. David writes again in Psalms 36:7, he said, how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People, take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Oh God, people take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Why? Because sometimes you don't understand why things happen. But one thing, we live in a fallen world. We live in a time where people are so selfish. Maybe you had a mother and a father that rejected you. I'm talking to you, young lady. Maybe you had a father that molested you and raped you. I can't tell you how many young girls I have dealt with that. I want you to know that God has a plan for you. And you know what? You are not to walk in that shame and that promiscuous lifestyle. And you're not called to walk in that I'm worthless, no good mentality. God has a plan for you. And you know what? If you'll just come to Jesus and if you'll just surrender to him and you're listening to me, young man, you were raped, you were molested by somebody older when you were a young boy, and it opened up that ugly door of perversion and lust. You know, I'm going to have a wonderful gentleman come in, and he is my guest. And oh my gosh, he shared at our conference, and it just made me cry. I was trying so bad to hold back the tears, where he had been molested when he was a young boy, and he got trapped in the lies of pornography for over 50 years, and how it tormented his mind and almost destroyed his marriage. And you know what? God, and it opened up that door when he was younger. Can I tell you, he's gotten saved and Jesus has done an amazing work in him. You know, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, it says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son Jesus as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You see, we can't make it without Jesus. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, the Lord our God is in our midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Do you understand? When you are rejected, God doesn't reject you. God's love reaches past our pain, past our rejection, past everything we go through. You know, everybody ignored Mary Magdalene. She had seven demons in Luke chapter 8. But you know what? Jesus did not ignore Mary Magdalene. Jesus went in. And Jesus, he set her free. And she became one of the most amazing disciples of Jesus. She was there at the cross. She was there at the tomb. She was there at his resurrection. She was there at the burial. She was there. And you know what? What a powerful woman. You know, what about the two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs? You know, in Matthew chapter 8. So that no one could even pass. They were out of their mind. But Jesus, in his love and in his grace, you see, Jesus sees when you're feeling lonely. Jesus sees if you've been rejected. Jesus sees if you've lost a loved one. Jesus sees when your mind is troubled. His love reaches beyond. He meets our needs. Jesus knows what we have need of. Do you hear me? Ask him. Pray. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. Jesus, he sees the brokenness. The greatest story, I mean, there's so many great stories in this Bible, but I can't even think about Jesus. Here he is. Here is this widow. She lost her husband, and now her son is at the funeral. Here her son is dead, and Jesus sees this precious widow crying and crying, and her son is now in the coffin. And Jesus tells her, don't weep. And then Jesus came and touched the open coffin. And those who carried her son stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. You see, Jesus saw that young widow crying and brought to life her son who was dead. We're talking right in the middle of a funeral. He was in the coffin. You can read it in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17. You see, Jesus looks beyond what we can even imagine. Jesus is our help in a time of trouble. You see, today, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Are you listening to me? Anything is possible if only a person believes. Let go, forgive, let go. Love is a choice. I got to lead my mother to Jesus 2 days before she died. Love is not a feeling. Can I tell you, Jesus loves you. You're important to him. And Jesus died to set the captives free. And that's exactly what he wants to do in your life. Pray with me right now. Jesus, I know that I know that I know that I have been so broken, Father. Please forgive me. Lord, I'm the one that she said has been abused. Lord, please help me to forgive that person. Lord, I'm the one that was rejected by my mother or my father. Lord, I'm the one, whatever it is, lay it down right now. Tell Jesus, help me, Lord. I need you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my refuge. Be my rock. Help me, Jesus. I need you. Amen. You know, I said that prayer 43 years ago, and I cannot even begin to tell you what Jesus has done in my life. I believe that's why God has opened the door for me to preach to you today. Because he that is forgiven much loves much. I was broken and now, guess what? I was lost and now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. What a joy it is to be in God's kingdom. Amen? Amen. Nothing is too hard for our God. I really want you to understand that. You're listening to my program today. My name is Dr. Luana Steins, and our program is called A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. I want to thank you for listening. You know, my heartbeat is to be on radio all across the entire United States of America. You know what? Help me do that. Help me. Support this radio program. You know, you can go right online at touchfromabove.org, right to the give or donation. You could give a monthly gift. monthly gift. Just say, you know what, I'm going to give a monthly gift. I'm going to help that crazy girl get on TV, radio all across the United States. Don't think that everybody that's listening to this radio is Christian. Don't think they're not carrying baggage around. They need freedom, and only Jesus can set them free. So I want to thank you in advance for your support. atouchfromabove.org. Give. Let's reach the lost for Jesus. Let's reach the world for Him. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged, not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you. Come to California. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.